And when the Pimax left and kicked the bucket.
Yeah, the app wasn't working, so I just barely hit record. So if you want to say your story from the beginning, I don't know if you want to, for our fans out there.
Well, one of my clients, well, for his safety, I'll call him Mr. G.
Yeah.
And Mr. G is an old guy. And Mr. G lives by himself in a retirement home.
Yeah.
Early in the morning, like around 4 p.m., his neighbor saw paramedics in his house, or like apartment room.
His little condo.
Yeah, yeah. But the paramedics took him to the hospital. Mm-hmm. He thought he was fine. And Mr. G and his fam, when they left until when I got there, he's not among the living.
So he pretty much died yesterday.
In the morning. This morning.
Oh, he died this morning.
Yeah.
So around, you said around 4 a.m.?
Yeah, 4 a.m. where the paramedics came. It looks like he waved off the paramedics and they wanted to go to the hospital. And Bobby went back to his room and, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not among the living.
Ah, that sucks. Rest in peace, Mr. G.
Mr. G, yeah.
Was that the same one that took you to the live-action Lion King, or is that somebody else?
No, it was a lady.
Okay.
Yeah. Mr. G used to live in Pico, actually.
Really?
Yeah, Mr. G used to live there.
Wow.
Yeah, when I used to, watch over him, yeah, we talk about, you know, he used to work at the Ralph's.
Oh, yeah, on the Torch Downey, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and also, you told me that there used to be a burlesque club near, you know the strip joint going to Weirdar? That used to be a burlesque club, and they just quickly just swap it to a strip joint?
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking Mr. G. Yeah, that's how my day started.
Okay, so what happened the rest of the day?
The rest of the day I was pretty bummed out, you know. Went to the mall to try to, get the bad vibes off of me, you know?
Yeah, clear your head, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, the good thing, I actually got the Starship Trooper pop vinyl.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
And also it's the Blood Splatter, Johnny Rico, close to rare version of them.
Oh, yeah, because they had... Yeah, because they have multiple versions.
Yeah, yeah. I got it. It looks pretty cool. And also, I'm not opening it.
Yeah, don't open that one.
Yeah. Looks pretty cool. Right. And also, I went and did some Christmas shopping for my family.
Nice. I know, I just finished my Christmas shopping, too. Let's see. Altogether, I must have spent at least $250 altogether. And my paycheck, this one came out small, so I'm pretty much, I think I only have to myself.
Yeah.
Maybe like $100 to my name right now. So I gotta make that shit stretch. But.
Target, I spent, I think, 70 for toys.
Oof.
And the vinyl was only $13.
Nice.
Yeah.
And that's what I was going to do after Christmas, too. I was like, you know what? Okay, I'm done. Everybody else's now after Christmas. Now I'm going to do my own. You know, but I'll just get myself something small.
And also the last of because I gotta get some of the keys my nephew's book and other you know Christmas stuffers.
Yeah.
But I got the oldest I got you know that graphic novel that tells the history of professional wrestling.
Yeah.
Got him that.
Cool.
And also, you know, Target actually has a little figurines of professional wrestlers.
Oh, you're talking about those little mini ones, the ones that say the wrong name. Yeah.
Got that. I got the other two books and also the little figurine. And the middle one, she's gonna get the SmackDown, the book about SmackDown.
Oh, nice! Yeah. I was say, are they into wrestling too?
Yeah.
Cool.
Everyone in the family's into wrestling.
Like you said, how is it the first season they weren't, but then now they are?
Oh yeah. I was the only one watching stuff, and it just picked up, and they like it.
I know we gotta get it. I know we gotta get it to our week of wrestling later, but continue.
After that, my family, my mom was cooking something for my birthday dinner.
Yeah.
And it wasn't done. She told me, "Oh, you had you ate breakfast? No." And I was like, "Okay, just go somewhere to eat breakfast." And I just went to Wingstop and just ate wings. So by myself, like a fucking weirdo.
No, that's not weird. No, the only time it would be weird.
Yeah.
If you're having a full fledged conversation by yourself at Wingstop, that's weird. I almost did that once at King Taco, but luckily I was doing a phone call and people thought I was talking to myself, but once I did the double click on my headphones, I was like, ah, God, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's been a couple times where, in fact, I think one time I was talking to myself waiting for the Uber.
Mm-hmm.
It was late night, so this is the times where I used to walk over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I used to walk from Walmart to King Taco. I used to power walk. You know, I would have my boots on, fucking just power walk. You know, but
it's like man walking.
Yeah, pretty much like toot, 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 you know? No, because, if I walk slow or normal, then all of these homeless people are going to bother me. But if I power walk, they're going to be like, oh, you know, like.
No chance, that's what you get.
And then two, and then two, just to be a dick, like I would have my music. No headphones, I would just get the speaker and blare that shit, crank it all the way up, and, like, put it as loud as I can. So I don't have to hear, excuse me, nope, can't hear you. Or two, if I had my speaker on me, I would just blare my fucking speaker, to poof. And then I would walk over there, and one time a homeless dude kept on asking me for change, and I was talking to myself, and then he's like, he actually looked at me, he's like, oh, never mind then, and I was like, huh? Like, he snapped me out of it. I was like, huh? Yeah, but he looked at me like I was crazy. I'm like, dick, you're the one asking me for change.
I thought my jokes were bad.
But, okay, so after Wingstop, what else did you do?
I came back home, had my little party. We ate mole.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
If people who don't know what mole is, it's pretty much a chicken covered with some sauce.
Yeah. Ooh.
It was pretty good. And we had the cake, and And people ask, oh, what do you get for presents? Gift cards.
To where?
One for GameStop and one for something for me to buy at Google Play.
Oh, nice.
Since I play on my tablet.
Yeah.
So it's something good, and the it's $50. So yeah.
50 or 15?
50.
50 bucks for a game? What kind of game is it?
Oh, it's a Hero Collector game.
Oh.
It's actually pretty good. And also, they got them those cuties. When I meet cuties, they're 10 girls. You know, that guy from YouTube, Rail Taxi, he got his golf girls.
Yeah.
I got my 10 girls.
10 girls.
But dude, have you seen images of girls with tan? You know, that's hot stuff.
No, I have not seen that. Please enlighten me, even though I'm low-key kind of scared.
No, it's just regular women, you know, with, you know, tan.
Oh.
Yeah. So, and also some girls were a little bit dark skinned, like, you know, a little chocolate. It's pretty hot. Yeah, that's how I celebrate my birthday. How about you?
Let's see what I did. Pretty much my last day of school, so I didn't do shit.
Ooh, and also, happy Joker Day! Ha ha!
Happy Joker Day.
Because the movie came out today.
Oh, on DVD, Blu-ray, huh?
Yeah, DVD, Blu-ray.
Damn, I low-key want to buy it on Blu-ray. No, because I only have like a few. I think I only have...
Hey, your PlayStation plays Blu-ray, so technically, you already have a Blu-ray player.
I know, that's why I don't have any Blu-rays, though. Like, I don't, and I was like, I was thinking, you know what, I'm just going to buy a few. I'll buy Joker for one. And I think Infinity War and Endgame, I think those are like the only two I would buy from Marvel. You know what, I'll just get the Avengers movies in general, just the first one, Ultron, Infinity War and Endgame, those would be like the only four I would buy. Fuck everybody else. Fuck the solo movies, like I know it's connecting to these movies, that's why I don't need to get them. Now like, what are those marks? Oh yeah, I'm gonna pay $200 for the whole box set. I'm like, dick.
Yeah.
I'm like, dick, you don't need them all. Especially if you have, you know, Disney Plus. So I was like, you know what, I'll just buy into, you know, so I can have them. But, let's see. Yeah, then I went to the gym, did my thing over there, worked out.
I did my thing-a-lang.
Yeah, I did my cardio and my thing-a-lang. Then afterwards, I came home. I don't know why, dude, but I've been just feeling extremely sleepy for, like, the past 4 days.
I guess the weather, dude.
That's what I was thinking. The weather changes are affecting me because my little sister's asthma's acting up. My dad's asthma's been acting up. My stepmom, her stomach's been hurting. And my grandfather, he has a clogged up nose. Like, and then I'm on Instagram and Twitter, and people are saying the same thing. Like, oh, I feel sleepy. I feel tired. I feel sick. I'm like, yeah, well, yeah, because the first day of winter is actually on Sunday, I think, the 22nd. Yeah. No, winter begins on Saturday, actually, the 21st. So that's probably why our bodies are getting used to it already. Like my psoriasis. Dude, my psoriasis is almost everywhere. I have, like, three little ones on my armpit. And then I got one, and then I got two of them on my inner thigh. You know, like, I have one on my left-hand side, a medium one, then I have one on my right-hand side, that's a little baby one.
Right.
Like, I was like, I'm thinking, like, dick, like, because I looked at it this morning, I was like, I was thinking, like, fuck, like, what is my arm, like, you know how that burning rash sensation?
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, what does my arm feel like that? And I look under and I see him under my left armpit. I see three of them. And I was like, damn, I'm thinking, hey, like, but then when I was watching KTLA, they were like, oh yeah, you know, X amount of days till winter begins. I was like, that's why. The weather's changing, so now my body doesn't know how to react. Congratulations. You know? Pretty much, I came home, I went to Norris with my family. Mm-hmm. And ever since then, my family is low-key being on my ass already. Like, oh, but since you're going to be home for 3 weeks, like, fuck. Can't you all just leave me alone? Leave me alone. You know, like, that's the thing about the adult, older, our parents and our grandparents.
Yeah.
They want all this technology, but yet they get mad when they don't know how to fucking work it, but yet they want it. Like, dick, if you don't know how to work it, why the fuck did you want it?
That ain't that for sure.
Same on your side, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? Yeah, you're probably thinking, what are you watching in the background? I am currently watching TLC, because I didn't watch it. I watched the first two matches, and then I watched the Watchmen season finale, and then by the time I saw that, I was like, I'm going to bed.
Hey, you didn't start throwing the meat at poor Carter's face?
I did see it on Instagram. Yeah, that's fun. Another reason why I didn't watch it. Instagram pretty much spoiled it for me. So I was like, okay, I didn't miss much.
Dude, all the people are saying, oh, Charlotte is being a pod. Oh, bullshit. She's covering her own ass. You know it. I know it. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, it's an accident.
You know what? Yeah. I say, did you already want to start talking about wrestling, or you want to talk about something
else? Okay. That fucking pisses me off.
Okay, hold on. Let me get the transition ready. Hold on. One more time.
It pisses me fucking off, Andrew.
Okay, now we are in the main thing. This is a separate episode. I'm going back to the old school way of doing the podcast.
Oh.
Welcome to the second edition of the Wrestling Rodeo for the week of from December 12th all the way to December 18th, Brother Nero's birthday today. So, Eric, you want to talk about TLC? Because I'm currently watching it right now, so go ahead, and I know you watched it live.
TLC was forgettable. Fucking Charlotte kissed my ass. Oh, she's a warrior. Fuck you, woman. You fucking were throwing meat at this poor girl for what? For not selling your shitty spear? Fuck you. And fuck everyone. Oh, she apologized. Oh, she didn't mean to.
Oh, no, Becky called her the warrior, not Charlotte.
And also, the company not trained our fucking superstars to fucking, you know, oh, shit. We have a situation here, you know? Fuck my life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And those are like, oh, the spot that Kurt Carter said was the little patches of concrete that hurt her. No, that's not. Fucking Charlotte was attacking her directly. What? It's like, who the fuck the Carter did to you? Like, you just like fucking throwing meat at her.
From what I heard, that Kari Sane already had like some sort of like pretty much like a sprain to her back.
Yeah.
That's what I read earlier in the beginning of the match, that her back was already in pain already. But then apparently that's why that table spot, she kept on like she was trying to like avoid it.
Yeah.
And that's when she went through it, that's why she like stood there. she pretty much just stood there and like lay down and like, ugh. And then two, apparently Curry Singh got a concussion, and I can see why, because that teleprompter bounced off her head.
Yeah, if people say it doesn't hurt, it's like a fucking tablet with a little bit more meat into it.
Yeah, but think about it though. You know, it literally bounced off the side of her head, like boom.
Yeah, that fucking, you know, hurts. Then fucking Charlotte, you know, fucking, you know, like, deliberately attacking her.
Yeah.
And people say, oh, Becky, you know, man up as a leader and show that she cares about the women. We can shit out about Becky all the time we want. Thankfully, she's the only one that cares about the well-being of Carly Singh. Not the ref or the fucking announcers didn't know that, oh, Carly Singh may be fucked up. But it's like, you know, slow down for a moment.
Yeah.
And also, I think the WWE PC ad trainer superstars to handle a situation like that.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Yeah, it's the thing. Like, that's the thing. I think I read a few people's comments during that little clip.
Yeah.
Whenever I kept on posting the GIF of it, everybody's like, "How come the ref didn't throw the X?"
Or even the fucking wrestlers, you know, man, I would say like, "Fuck, she's down."
Nope.
Yeah, stop. That's when I fucking, oh, Becky, you know, man up, because... Yeah, even when Charlotte had the chair, she fucked up. She fucking left. You know, she was literally running away from her.
Yep.
And I knew something fucked.
Wait, you said Charlotte walked away?
No. Charlotte had this, like, a steel chair to do, like, a fly, and Carly's like, no, we're not gonna do that, no.
Oh, she was trying to avoid it. Well, that's probably why. She was probably trying to avoid it. She was like, nope.
And also, she was probably like, oh, Charlotte's not fucking, you know, working safe, so fuck this shit.
Yep.
And also, what pisses me off is that, oh, Vince McMahon or Triple H are not gonna chew her out.
Nope.
No, because, oh, her dad's last name.
But it doesn't matter, though. That's the thing. It doesn't matter. She should get chewed out either way.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what I was thinking. When Nia Jax did that to Becky when she broke her nose?
Yeah.
Nia got all scared. Exactly. She Yeah, she got chewed out. Yeah, and then, too, they saw who her... she was related to and still got chewed out. So how come Charlotte didn't get chewed out?
Because
politics.
Best friends with Paul and them.
Yeah.
Of course, she's not gonna be fucking chewed out. She probably was chewed out, but you're not gonna have TV time for a week.
That's probably why they probably did it. I'm just saying they probably did it passive aggressively.
Yeah, you're not gonna do TV temp or house shows,
yep,
for a week, and you gotta public apologize when she comes back and clear it in the locker room, and that's it. And no pay cut.
Yeah,
that pisses me off. That pisses me off that fucking Charlotte. Oh, people say, oh, Charlotte's like the most technical wrestler. She's a shitter.
Yeah, that's the thing I noticed that, you know, that this year.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying all the other years she's been, you know, like 50-50. But this year she's just been like bad. I don't know if she's like, I'm not, you know, I like Charlotte. Trust me, I like her character and all that. But ring-wise, like, I'm thinking ahead, are you just getting lazy or you're not giving a shit anymore?
Because that fucking lazy attitude is going to fucking kill somebody.
Yeah.
She's going to fucking D'Lo Brown some chick.
Oh, shit.
I know D'Lo Brown didn't mean to, you know, cripple that guy.
Draw. Yeah, know? It was an accident, yeah.
Yeah, but Charlotte being fucking a lazy cunt? You're still gonna fucking Maybe a woman never be a mother.
Because, yeah, but yeah.
It's been a bad day. Oh, I don't like how this angle is going. So fuck, you know. You know.
Mhm.
And you know, people will talk about it, and they're not gonna make a huge fuss. They're not gonna say, not fire Charlotte, but you know.
Punish Charlotte, you know? Yeah.
Handle the meat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, handle, like, you know, what Charlotte did was, you know, reckless and irresponsible. She's going to be out for several weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to apologize to Carly. And also, this is the thing. We don't have a fucking wrestling court. If this shit went down... Oh, Charlotte, her fucking dad's gonna be on his knees and, you know, crying to whoever, like, don't, you know.
Take her.
Take her, don't do the events.
You know what? Nah, if it had wrestling court, Undertaker would be like, you know what? Okay, Carson. Like, you know what? If I was in that situation, if I was wrestler court and if I was a judge and Carson and Charlotte and all that,
yeah.
I would have told Nick, you know what, Charlotte? Okay, stand still. And I would tell Kari, you know what, Kari? Give her everything you got. Punch her as hard as you can. Punch her in the face and then punch her in the heart. Punch her in the chest. As hard as you can.
No, here's the thing. She's got, Undertaker's gonna have all the girls.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Like, have all the girls, like, you know, like, punch her as hard as you... Hey, shit. Fuck was that?
That's my
end. Ow, my ear. It's okay. Ah, shit. Sorry. This is how real it gets. Microphone feedback.
Yeah.
I can't edit this shit out.
Yeah. Continue, Andrew.
What was I talking about?
Wrestling core is
the oh yeah. Core. Yeah, I would have all the women punch Charlotte as hard as they can. All the women take shots. And then have her be like, okay, that's it, you're done. You can leave. And then, afterwards, I would actually say, you know what, okay. Okay, afterwards, don't leave. You apologize to Kari in front of everybody. And then that's it. And they both shake hands, and then that's it. And then... You would have to tell me, hey, I would tell the creative team, hey, that's the last time they're working together. That's it. Done.
Yeah. No tag teams with Charlotte.
Sure.
That's it.
Yep.
She's blacklisted.
Yep, tag team? Nope. Or two, as long as Kari Sane and Asuka are still tag team champions, Charlotte doesn't go for the belts anymore.
There you go. Fair, sir.
Okay, what the fuck? What? Okay, here's the thing. Okay, why did Corey Graves say on commentary the new locker room leader? Like, why? Like, what's the point of that?
I guess he's trying to, you know, bring, you know, for the smarts, you know?
Yeah, because I read reports about that Roman's the locker room leader.
Because he knows what's up. He knows who's Gucci. Seth Rollins, a fucking punk ass who can't handle the pressure.
So they give it to Roman.
Yeah, he's the only guy that any wrestler listens. Even the girls listen to him.
Yep.
And their face. And their face.
Oh, God. Phew, that first stinks.
And we know if wrestling crew still exists, that, you know, Flair will literally, you know, fly down and beg to God to kind of figure, don't be hard on my girl,
Yep.
And, you know, Triples will be her defendant, you know, her lawyer, you know, trying to, lessen the blow.
Mm-hmm.
But you know how Undertaker is. You know, if JBL was the prosecutor,
JBL
will, like, you know, You know?
Yep.
Yeah. I'm afraid of my TV.
No, JBL would be like, no TV time for 2 weeks, and you never get the challenge for the tag team championships ever again. That's it.
Yeah.
You're done with the tag team division.
Yeah. I don't care who your father is. You're just a bastard who got lucky.
He says, No. Instead of JBL, said, like, you know what? You're the only bastard child who actually made it.
Yeah.
And now look at you. You have your daddy on your knees, freaking, you know, crying his eyes out for like a thousandth time.
Area of this hasn't get involved in this. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yep. And then. Oh,
the girls will be like, you know, like all like, you know, like, oh, you know, all freaked out, like how JBL, you know, crucifying her, and replay like, oh, it was JBL, don't do it, you know. Yeah, those motherfuckers, the locker room needs. They need the. You know, probably Booker T would be like, you know, like trying, you know.
Hey, take it easy, dog.
But, you know, it's going to be funny, like, you know, like, oh, JBL called Charlotte a bastard that got lucky. Yeah. And Ric Flair was on his knees, like, you know, crying to both Undertaker and JBL to not to drop the senses hard. And Vince McMahon had to get involved. He had to acknowledge the wrestling court. Because, you know, everyone knows it, but they don't acknowledge it, right?
Right.
Vince McMahon has to, you know, like, oh, get involved. And this also puts Triple S, like, you know. Most likely all the girls will give, like, a hard hit on Charlotte.
Yep.
And the last one is going to be Cardi Save. And, you know, they shake hands and Char gets blacklisted for now being in the women's tag team division. Even if this happened and, you know, how everyone's, you know, leaking everything, they're like, oh, JBL should get fired, you know, calling her like a bastard. And, you know, yeah, I'll be like, oh, you know, how, you know, JBL called my girl, like, you know. How dare you, you know, call her my girl? Selena Vega would be like, oh, I agree, JBL. How dare Charlotte, you know, potentially even accidentally hurting a superstar like that? Nah. And then you know, Seth Rollins would be like, but he always does. That pisses me off. Are you watching Bobby and Rusev's match?
No, apparently it's Bray Wyatt against The Miz.
Oh. The Miz is ready to job. But it's not The Fiend, it's Bray Wyatt, Andrew.
No, it's just regular Bray Wyatt, I know.
Are you seeing Bray Wyatt entering or The Miz?
No, they're showing the hype-up package.
You know, like when Drake comes out. And also, Liv Morgan, they're just going to turn to Emma.
That's what I heard, too.
It was like, fuck. So she's not going to be having a fuck me. Fuck. You know? That fucks up everything, and you know we're going to you know
2020
the Royal Rumble, you know everything gets reset, and this is the storyline. Yeah, who's it up? Yeah, they're giving Roman Reigns to as much as we love the Applebee waiter. Really, you're going to take this feud to WrestleMania? Really? Come on, right, Andrew? As much we love Baron Corbin.
Yeah, I know.
You don't have him just be the WrestleMania of, you know. You know, people are like, oh, Baron Corbin's improving. You know, yeah, but it's still a fucking, you know, jobber match. Yeah, you know, at least get the Intercontinental match, right?
Right.
But, you know, that happened. That's WWE. Raw was a fucking a disaster. Have you seen Raw, Andrew?
I don't know how some people make it through all 3 hours.
I do.
I tried.
I do.
I wound up playing video games for the first hour.
Yeah.
And then...
Sometimes I wonder why.
Yeah, and then pretty much I had it for background fodder while I was doing other stuff.
Fucking Bobby and Lana for proposing.
Oh, God.
Yeah. He proposed, like, oh, they're gonna get married, and I was like, oh no.
You're like, oh no.
The package with Liv Morgan becoming up, Emma's character. Seth Rollins, you owe me one. Like, no. It's just fucking bad all around. And the fucking leaks, you know, because they get Christmas off.
Yeah.
Samoa Joe is gonna team up with Kevin Owens, and they're gonna smack down the Shield 2.0. And Andrew, who's asked for this storyline?
Nobody.
Nobody. And the main title belt is gone. God knows where it's at. Right? You gotta ask yourself, where's Brock?
For real, dude. Brock, save me. You're my only hope. And you can tell that's bad when me and Eric here are begging for Brock Lesnar.
Fucking Brock, come back.
Help us. Save us. Paul, okay, dude. Paul Heyman, I know you're trying your best. But come on,
dude. Helping.
Nobody, I have a feeling nobody's helping him.
You know, Kevin Owens, as much as we love Kevin Owens and how talented he is, but, dude, he's only one man. He can't carry the whole show by himself no more.
Nope.
It's a team effort. And this is no way, you know?
Pretty much, this is turning into, Raw's turning into the Kevin Owens show.
Yes.
But not in the good way, like he wants it.
No, the women are fucking god-awful.
Okay.
The tag team division.
Wait, is Bray Wyatt, is he using the Disney font?
Yes. Because this Bray Wyatt's a nice Bray Wyatt. He's always happy, Andrew. Don't you feel happy? He's gonna give you cookies.
Dude, I would trip balls if I would have saw his life. I would have been like, huh?
He's gonna give you cookies and lemon. Just come in his house.
Let me in.
Just come in his house. Just take off your clothes. You know.
Yeah, it's successful.
Yeah, just relax.
Hi, and you just say, hi, I'm Chris Hansen for Dateline NBC.
Let Bray Wyatt rub some tanning oil.
Ah, sick ass fool.
He got popsicles in his basement.
Does the funhouse even have a basement?
Dude, it's obviously has a fucking basement. You get my drift, right?
Right. That's weird how the Universal title is blue now.
Oh yeah, he's SmackDown. It's like
it looks like a giant blue Jolly Rancher. A blueberry.
Oh, you even know? Oh, Jesus Christ, I love it. Yeah, it would have been better if Bray Wyatt came with a trail of cookies. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, oh, this Bray Wyatt, you know?
Well, that's expensive for that shoe.
What, cookies?
No, I'm looking at the Converse shoes.
Yeah.
Think about adding another pair of shoes. Because I have my Air Classic Jordans and my Nikes, but I'm like, you know what? I need a pair of Converse and I should be set.
You know what would have been cool if you had like a smaller commentary table with the puppets.
That would be awesome.
But each time Michael Cole turns around, they're moving. I don't know how that effect will work, but it looks cool, right?
Right, it would.
Yeah, like, I don't know how they're going to do it, but it will look pretty cool. And also, I like the fans are just giving, like, everything to Bray Wyatt. They're like, oh, yeah!
Yowie wowie and all that?
Yeah. It would be embarrassing to give Bray Wyatt a cardigan and slacks.
I know, it's weird how they gave him that.
No, he's giving him a cardigan, not slacks.
Yep.
But I guess they don't want to be on the nose, right?
Yep. Dappa da boo ba dappa. Okay, so let's see. Raw was shite.
Yeah. The Wednesday Cold Wars.
You know what this sound is?
Yeah. The paperwork. I got the rap sheet, brother.
I got the rap sheet, brother. Okay, NXT. Question for the opening show, for the opening match. Did you watch AEW with a tag match, or did you watch NXT?
I watched All Elite first.
Okay. I actually watched Finn Balor against Adam Cole.
Bye-bye.
Yep. Mr. Catchphrase.
I saw that too.
Oh, you flipped channels?
Yeah.
I just kept it on that one.
Dude, I just record, because at my house, I have a DVR.
Yeah.
You record both. So when I finish watching All Elite, I just go back and, watch NXT. You know, skip commercials and shit. Right? Right.
Right.
Continue.
Yeah, I was watching that, and then... Yeah, and I watched it. Okay. Love the sequence with the... And the thing was, they get the elbow punch, and then the Pele kick, and then Adam Cole, like, falls on top of Finn Balor.
Yeah.
That sequence was, awesome.
Yep.
And then he kicks out. The match keeps going on. I love how fair.
No commercials.
I know, no commercials. It was weird. They actually kept their, both companies actually kept their promise, so I'll give them both a plus one on that one. And then I kept on watching it. Finn Balor kept on selling his shin. Cause he got super kicked hard.
Of course.
And then towards the end of the match, when he got distracted, okay, Finn, you waited too long. Like, for real, like, he could have done the 1916 and then go after Gargano. He could have done that. Instead, yeah, he just stood still and was like, he low-key looked like a 2K, like a 2K20, like, loading the cutscene, like, is it loading? I don't know. He's stuck. He's not moving. And then Gargano came out, interfered, Adam Cole retains. And so I was like, okay, now is it going to be Gargano versus Balor for 2020?
Yep.
I guess so.
He never misses a single
takeover. And then he missed one because of Finn. Okay. After that, what was the second match on AEW? Okay. I know what it was.
What?
Oh, yeah, I skipped the opening tag match between the Lucha Bros and Omega and Hangman. Is it me or when they showed that? I was like, is it me or have I seen that before? I could have swore I'd seen that match before.
You did.
When?
Do you remember the times away?
Let me guess, it happened a few episodes on Dynamite, didn't it?
Nope.
When?
Before All Elite.
What was it?
Fucking New Japan and Ring of Honor.
Oh, no wonder. Nick, when they showed that, I was like, it feels like I've seen this before.
You need the Japanese commentary, Andrew.
You know what? No, you know what? No, it was probably Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
It had to be Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't Fighter Fest.
Yeah.
It wasn't a casino, any of the Casino Boyera. It wasn't All Out. It wasn't even at All In. It even wasn't at Double or Nothing. So. Yeah, it must have happened at Ring of Honor or somewhere, because I could have swore I'd seen that before. Seen that match before, that's why I skipped it. Also, the second match between Theodore Roosevelt and Baldy McBaldbald against Cody and Mr. Darby Allin.
Darby.
I fucking skipped it, and I was like, nope. If Cody's going to job again, I ain't going to watch it.
Darby.
And apparently he won?
Yep, he was. Queen.
Oh. About damn time.
And also Darby, our best friends now.
Cool. I was like, nope. I don't want to see Theodore Roosevelt again. Him and the Sailor Man tattoos. I do not want to see him. I don't know what it's about him. I guess. I don't know.
the butcher and the blade and the bunny.
Aching. Right.
I don't know. I don't even fucking turn it off. I can turn off the little ding ding.
Yeah, I think so. Wait, what the fuck? Why is the Fiend on the TV?
Oh, because Bray Wyatt has a split personality. But we can see it. Is he even effective? It also kind of like the idea that Bray Wyatt doesn't feel pain.
Yeah. Oh shit, he has the mallet.
Yeah, look at the Harley Quinn mallet.
I love how he told the Fiend, did I do good? I did good. So does that mean the Fiend is running the whole show then?
Yes.
I was say, are they just repeating the same, like, GIF motion on the video?
Yeah. Wait, you think fucking Toss of Beanie works for the hour? Continue, Andrew.
Okay, hold on. I want to know where the sequence is going. Okay, he's grabbed the mallet.
He's there for Mr. J.
Uh-oh. Wait, all the lights are turning off. How the fuck is that gonna happen? Breeze in the ring. Is he just gonna snap on his mask and go ta-da?
No, because the fiend's controlling everything.
Oh.
Booga booga.
Who the fuck is this dude in the hoodie?
I don't know. It's not some indie darling, I guess.
Wait. No, yeah. Mom. No, mom is we.
Yes, bro. Please.
Holy shit.
Wowie.
Is it weird or am I starting to detect a pattern?
What pattern? This is no conspiracy.
Bullshit, yes it is. I'm starting to get the weird thing. Okay, Finn Balor turned heel and went back to NXT.
Mm-hmm.
After losing to the Fiend. Second,
yeah.
Seth Rollins loses to the Fiend, he turns heel and gets two other people and forms a group of three.
Yeah.
Now, he ripped off Daniel Bryan's hair and beard, and now Daniel Bryan's going back to to pretty much 2012. 2013.
American Dragon.
Pretty much, yeah, the American Dragon.
Jake Long. American Dragon. You remember that show?
Yes. First season was great. Second season sucked ass.
It's no conspiracy, Angie. Go back to sleep. No conspiracy. Are you saying
WWE
fucking ideas?
I'm actually thinking that they have this great idea.
Well, was the Mac and Dragon coming back?
No, I have a feeling they're bringing back the era of 2013. The Fiend is bringing back 2013. So that means the Fiend must have been awoken in 2013. Because think about it, in 2013, as we're watching right now, Seth is with the Shield.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan's part of Team Hell No, and he hasn't grown his beard out yet.
Yeah.
And he's still, you know, he's pretty much growing his hair back from being bald like this.
Yeah.
And then third off, 2013, Finn Balor left New Japan, joined WWE, and went to NXT.
Go back to sleep, Andy. You're breaking the conditioning.
I do not give a shit. I will keep on. You know what? I want to see where this goes next. Okay.
You're breaking the conditioning.
I don't give a shit.
Man in black suit are going to come into your house and you're going to do the fashion thing. Choo! Oh, continue, Andrew.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Are you telling me they're not gonna, in the new 2020, they're not gonna create new storylines because they're gonna rehash stuff that may work?
No, you're bringing back old versions of themselves.
Wow, that's pretty.
Think about it. Like I said, 2013 era. That's when Bray Wyatt debuted. I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he debuted in 2013 as well. But he was, the alligator wrestler. You know, that kind of type.
Yeah.
Hmm.
The true detective character.
Yeah. And then, too, he had Harper Rowan and with him as well. Rowan is on Raw doing his own thing, and Harper, well, he's out the door.
Yeah, he's GPFO.
Yep. I want to see where this goes.
It was 2013. I mean, it's Jassy that's going to come and save the day.
Oof. Okay. Oh, yeah, back to NXT.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I'm actually glad I separated this. Priest versus Killian Dane. I love that match. That match was pretty good. Pretty much half of Priest.
Dane is getting a face pop.
Who, Killian Dane?
No, Damian.
Yeah, he is. He's getting put over. Damian Priest. Priest trust the comeback mood halfway through the match.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that powerbomb, though, that Kane, that Killian Dane did. That weird little flip upper powerbomb.
Yeah.
It looked kind of botchy to me. Either that or it was kind of sloppy.
It was a little slop.
Yeah, a little sloppy. I loved how Killian Dane. I love how Damian Priest's sit down chokeslam is after a Slayer song.
Yeah.
South of Heaven. A Slayer reference, alright.
Yeah.
You could tell Damian Priest is working on his version of the Crossroads because it looked a lot better this week.
Because I started to company call him out.
Because, a.k.a. Cody called him out and says, yeah, sloppy.
Like, what did I do?
Well.
I just wrestle.
Damian Priest wins. I switch to AEW. Skip the tag. Two tag team matches. Then I fall into the women's match, which is Kong versus the Redhead.
Yeah.
Kong wins.
Lol.
Brandy sucks at acting.
Okay.
Jungle Boy promo with JR. I like that. Jungle Boy versus Jericho.
And also, I didn't that is that is
Luke Perry.
Yeah, Luke Perry.
Also, they had his family there. And then, two, does that mean after that match, does that mean Jungle Boy's going to get pushed?
Yes.
Okay, and here's my one other thing for that. If he's going to get pushed, bring in a mid-carder championship.
There will be too much of WWE.
Yeah, but think about it. NXT had three belts for a while, too, and then all of a sudden, they brought a North American. Now it doesn't feel as, you know, as bloated anymore. And then, too, most companies have four belts anyways.
And
she's just,
you know.
Yeah, EWE, we had three belts. You need a mid-card champ. You need something for the mid-card guys.
Yep.
In fact, you could probably defend it on AEW. You could defend it on AEW Dark.
Hey, what was my idea about, you know, a mid-card belt that is like, you know, the tribute of the god?
Yeah.
Yeah, have that mid-card belt be more worse than the actual main belt?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's a good idea.
It is.
Love that. I'm so proud of myself. Skip Bobby Lashley and Rusev.
Skip it?
Yeah, I just skip it.
Low-key, I do, because I keep on showing it. Was the match even any good?
Oh, no.
No? Oof. Becky and Charlotte versus Zayn and Asuka.
The fight that we're playing.
Okay. Jungle Boy push? Question mark.
I get pushed. And also, I think Luchasaurus is going to go for the main belt.
I think so too.
He's ready for it.
Yep.
Connors and Cody put a strap on Luchasaurus.
Hell yeah. Let's see. And then the SCU segment with the Lucha Bros. What's up with Christopher Daniels? He walks away from Pentagon with his head down.
Mm-hmm.
Is that saying that? What does that mean?
What does Cody mean by that?
Yeah, I'm being serious. I'm like, okay, what does this mean? Does that mean Christopher Daniels can't wrestle anymore? Or is he feeling that he's done, or?
Maybe.
Okay, then I switch back to NXT. Travis Banks versus Pete Dunne. It was okay, but they kept on mentioning Worlds Collide, and I was like, Okay, I'm gonna skip. And I know our fans are like wrestling people could be like, what, you skipped that match? Hey, they kept on mentioning the Worlds Collide the day before the Rumble, okay. Y'all don't need to mention that every 5 minutes.
Pretty good.
The match?
Yeah, a pretty good single match.
Yeah, so I would check it out if you're into that. If you're into that kind of match, I would watch it. But I already know I'm gonna get that at Worlds Collide. That's why I was like, I skipped it. AEW. Miss Statlander, aka the thick space alien that Eric seems to fall in love with now. Is that true?
Yep.
Yeah, the space alien
that's
chick? Yeah, but she is sick.
So you got a B mark on some points on that.
Ah, shut up. This, the,
well, she's not an actual alien, so...
Okay, Statlander versus Britt Baker. Statlander wins. And the look on Rio's face after she wins, she's like, fuck. I am gonna lose. I saw it on Rio's face. I was like, oh, you have the look of, fuck, I already lost the championship.
Cody Stama, help me. You're my only hope.
What happened, Kenny? Kenny, help me, Kenny. Deuces. For real, dude. Freaking even Brandy's like, oh, what happened to our women's division? It sucks now. I was like, well, that's your own fault. You only have, like six women. To be honest, like I said before, and I'll say it again, NXT's women roster is fucking better than AEW's. Sorry to say it, but it's true.
Only has a good talent, but they're not using it correctly.
Nope. And then... Oh, dude, just by looking at Charlotte's face, you could tell that she is not giving a shit.
Yeah.
She is smiling and be like, yeah, whatever you say, whatever. Yeah, she even told Becky, like, looking at her face, like, yeah, like, she gave it a look, like, yeah, whatever. I don't give a shit. Fuck you. I switched to the AEW. Once again, Brandi Rhodes sucks at acting.
I want to know why.
Switch back to NXT. Dakota Kai promo. I'll prove everybody
sweetie,
wrong. What?
Sweetie, you're not like your husband, who's a pretty good actress, privately.
Yeah. Switch back to NXT, Dakota Kai promo, I'll prove everybody wrong. That's what I got from it. Mm-hmm. And then the main event for both shows, Rhea Ripley versus Shayna Baszler, and the Bucks versus SCU.
For the tag team belts.
For the tag team championship. Slow and technical for Rhea Ripley and Baszler.
And also, Rhea has a big, thick, very cutie.
Who? Rhea Ripley?
Yeah.
Yeah, she is.
Ah, that's no one's ever denied that. She's cutie.
Nope. Then the Bucks main eventing 2 weeks in a row now on AEW.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Interference from the other two horsewomen. I was like, oh, really? And then, Then halfway through the Bucks match, I was like, okay, they're just doing a regular shtick. Switchback. I was like, fuck. It looked like Rhea Ripley was about to lose. I was like, fuck. I was like, fuck, she's busting her ass. She looked like she was ready to pass out on a sleeper hold. And I was like, fuck. And then I quickly switched back to AEW because they're about to end.
Mm-hmm.
They started off slow, and then apparently by the time I switched back, they went to hyperspeed.
Mm-hmm.
SCU retains.
Low.
And then the Dark Order segment that made me scratch my head. I was like, okay, then I'm just going to skip back and act like I didn't see this.
Is Dark Order game over as a main heel faction?
Or also me, the Ministry of Darkness, you know, the Dollar Tree version.
Yeah.
That's the way I see it. Oh my god, that fart fucking sticks. Shoo! Fuck! Doesn't want to go away.
Oof. light a match? Oh no, that's how because of like a little.
Fuck. Whew. Ray Ripley busts her ass. And I was already be like, fuck, she's losing. It's gonna be dirty tactics. Nope.
She grabs the ref like, you know, oh, you're about to bust a nut, but you want to pull out, but she pulls you in.
No, she had the referee like, don't fuck on me.
You're about to bust a nut, but you want to pull out, but she pushes you back in.
No, she does the leg lock of doom.
Yo.
Oh no.
Now we're into the hot stuff.
Fuck.
Yeah, Ripley was to be that type of girl.
Oh my god.
You know, Andrew, you don't lie. She's that type of girl who will put, you know, you're about, you know, you don't want, oh my god.
That kick to the face.
Yeah.
Looked fucking nasty. Oh god, this is the part where they're going to throw the TV at her head. Back and to the left. Back into the lift.
Dude, if JBL wasn't there,
Ooh-wee, he would have been talking shit immediately.
No, JBL's the prosecutor. He probably would chew shit Becky Lynch as well.
Yep.
The fuck were you doing?
How could you let this happen?
Yeah. Being the fucking champion means being the team captain of the fucking locker room. And where's your leadership?
And then, yeah, pretty much. And nope, but then Rhea Ripley was like, you know what? I'm going to press triangle mode at the last minute. She pressed triangle comeback mode.
Yeah.
Fucking did that avalanche, you know, avalanche flip over, well, that.
Riptide, the
Riptide Avalanche Powerbomb, Fender 1, 2, 3, and I was like, fuck yeah. 2020, we get a new women's champion. Yes.
Hey, that's a question. Is Paul that confident to really remove Shayna Baszler to the main roster?
No, he's probably going to have her on the back burner.
Because Rumble is next month.
Yeah.
And since the popular rumors that there's gonna be no secret superstars, it's gonna be 10 from SmackDown, 10 from Raw, and 10 from NXT, right?
Yep. Which means fuck all the surprises.
Yeah. Probably the only surprise would be Johnny Mundo.
You know what? No, that's what I have a feeling. It's going to be 10 from Raw and SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
But the 10 from Raw and SmackDown, I wouldn't be surprised if we get former wrestlers that worked on both shows.
Mm-hmm.
You know there's going to be a couple surprises in there.
Yeah.
You know there's got to be.
Mm-hmm.
If you have 10, 10, 10, you're like, well, fuck, there's no surprises. I know for the women, is the women's the same thing, 10, 10, 10, or?
Yep, 10, 10.
You know what? No, they're going to throw in a couple surprises in there. All right, I already know them.
Probably some NXT UK girls as well. Because the UK thing is gone. It's dead. Thanks, Paul.
Yeah, apparently so. Yeah, and you're probably thinking, who won this week? For me? Sorry to say it again. NXT fucking won me over again. Thank you, Triples.
Yeah, NXT won this time.
Oh, especially not standing with AEW.
You got two title defense, right?
Yes. Versus AEW, which is only had one.
As much, Adam Cole won it, you know, using dirty tactics, but he still won it cleanly.
Yeah.
And also, you actually, Paul being not confident that he's willing to let go of Shayna Baszler, knowing that she's the most dominant woman in NXT. and sent her to the main roster, where her talent is needed on Wednesdays.
Yep.
That shows that he has full confidence on the women's locker room of NXT.
Which he probably does.
Desperate.
No, I don't think he's desperate. I think he already knows that, you know what? Like he said, he probably looks at AEW's women's match like, man, you have the talent there, but what the fuck?
Yeah.
So, you know, Triple's and Vince are looking at each other like, you know what? We have the talent. We're going to use them the right way. Mm-hmm. Because if he didn't believe in the talent, guess what?
Yeah.
Rhea Ripley would have lost again.
Yeah.
And then would have been like, fuck, Shayna Baszler over again. But now that she lost, that means Shayna Baszler will probably be in the back burner, which means it give more women more opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, build up Rhea Ripley for a strong champion, then, you know, have other women become champion.
Mm-hmm.
We can have Bianca as champion. We can have Io Shirai as champion. We can have, you know, fuck, even Candice LeRae as champion. even Dakota Kai, which I have a feeling she will be.
Yeah. It's going to be the regime of terror.
Yep.
With Dakota Kai, and only a superhero is gonna save us with the shiniest wizard. The bullwhip, brother. She got the bullwhip. I'm surprised I didn't hit a fucking beam of Carly with the rope.
For real?
Yeah. Well, you know, like, you gotta ask yourself, is so fucking Asuka knows what's up with ropes? I'm also thankful that, you know, Ripley won it. Her title is, her title winner was needed. But, people who know what's up, they say, like, oh, is Triple H really letting go a dominant talent like Shane Baszler to the main roster for it to be lost in the shuffle again?
No, like I said, I'm feeling she'll probably be in the back burner.
I get you, but, if all these matches, do a combat mode, and Shane Baszler is not on TV, you know?
Right.
Well, since both companies are off next week, they're off for 2 weeks, aren't they?
No,
in New Year's, right?
No, they're actually coming back New Year's Day. Yeah, it's just Christmas. So, pretty much 1 week off.
Yeah. Thanks. But also, if anything comes back, only comes back with, Rio, he loses his title about to the plat woman from outer space.
Yeah.
Then have. That's gonna be good. Overall, I think they're gonna be tied up, but overall enjoyment, NXT wins it. Pay-per-view-wise, fuck it.
AEW, you need to step up, dude.
Because
I think NXT has a takeover in February, too, I think.
Yep.
And WrestleMania, right?
Yep.
Yep.
No, actually, WrestleMania is up in the air.
Oh, shit.
Because apparently this year, and until further notice, NXT is going to be actually involved in WrestleMania.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. That means we're not going to see certain belts be defended and take over Orlando.
Oof.
You think the NXT title is going to be defended? Mm-mm. WrestleMania.
Pre-show.
You think the women's belt is going to be defended and take over?
Pre-show.
No, I think TakeOver Orlando is going to be like, oh, the number one competitor, you know, in our tournament match, going to fight in Orlando, and the winner goes to WrestleMania to fight the champion, right?
Right.
That's what they're most likely going to do, right? So, Andrew.
Hey, hold on.
Yep.
Okay. So.
Yeah.
So that's all the wrestling from this week, right?
Yep.
There hasn't been any rumors, huh? Besides Marty Scurll, you know, he's the only one. And then too, another person has signed up for NWA.
Ooh.
He is the 41.2%. The big bad booty daddy himself. Scott Steiner is part of NWA.
Booty.
Yep, Scott Steiner is part of NWA.
For life.
So that means you get to see him on YouTube.
Well, the Steiners like the territory era.
Yeah.
So why not?
And then too, he pissed off Vince and Triple, so he can't go back there.
Again.
Yep. Ooh.
I'm surprised, hey, Andrew. Imagine the Steiner brothers are in the Hall of Fame this year.
Oh God.
Imagine.
That won't happen.
No, just imagine. Just fucking.
He looks at Stephanie. You fit.
You know, they're tell Scott Steiner, your set speech, keep it short and keep it clean. Don't go on a tirade. Scott Steiner would be the first guy who gets his Hall of Fame rescinded.
Yep.
I love it. But also, Andrew, a certain movie is considered the second worst of the franchise.
And we will talk about that in our next review.